Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Yes, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're happy to be here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Welcome, Sunday service.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We just want to welcome you on Sunday service.
Yes, welcome to Sunday service.
Here on the preaching of the pastor. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. We're definitely the church with our walls There's nowhere that you can go that God cannot reach you. So right where you are, right where you are, right near your home or car, wherever you are having service, we just want to welcome you today. Welcome.
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 Yes.
We like to say welcome.
Welcome.
Tonight, if this is your first time actually being a part of Sunday service here on the Preaching the Pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, we want to personally welcome you. So if you can press 1, we'd like to welcome you here to our church here on this platform that God has made available for us. Me and my husband, Pastor Mandy, want to welcome you. So if you can press 1, if this is your first time being on here today at Sunday service, or we haven't had a chance to personally welcome you, we want to welcome you personally. So if you can press 1, we would like to personally welcome you today.
Amen.
We'll give you a chance to press 1. You don't have to be nervous or scared. We're not going to ask you for no money. Not right now, but maybe later. God bless you. God bless you. Again, we want to welcome you. Something you want to say?
Oh, yeah, this is a great day. You know, today is Sunday. Today is the day that we set aside, you
yes.
know, to give God thanks, you know,
yes.
to worship,
oh, thank
for
you,
us
Lord.
To come together,
thank you,
for
Jesus.
Us to commune together, for us to pray together,
yes,
for us
God.
To sing together.
Yes, God.
You know, we slept last night and
yes,
woke up
did.
This morning just to have this opportunity to be a part of Sunday service. How great is that?
How great is that, God?
God is good.
Is good.
God is good.
Good
throughout all the things that are going on right now in the whole world, we still have the opportunity to come together and give God thanks.
Yes.
You know, to read the word, to study the word, to say welcome and, you know, to
welcome.
Say hello to each other or
welcome.
Whatever it is that we ever so desire in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So
yes.
I just want to say that, you know, welcome everyone to Sunday service. Thanks for being a part. The preacher and the pastor on the service.
Yes, and you don't have to go anywhere. You can join us, be a member of our church family. We definitely have a part of service where you can do that and be a part of what God is doing
mm-hmm.
In this ministry. And we just thank God for the anointing that's on this ministry, on this house. And we look forward mm-hmm. to hearing from you more and more and more. We definitely be giving you the number that you can actually give us a call so we can personally welcome you and also invite you in an invitation of discipleship here with us at the Gospel Public Ministry. So we're just so excited what God is doing. God
Amen.
Is always working. He's always moving. The Bible
yes.
said he neither sleeps nor slumbers. So, I mean, we can always depend on God, even when we can't rely on our own selves. And I know there's been situations where, you know, we just didn't know what to do. And we didn't even trust in our own self and our own judgment.
Right.
So we just thank God. I thank God. And that's my testimony, because God is definitely turning things around in my family. So I'm just excited about the works of God. I'm excited about what God is doing. We just let the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit flow. You know, we have an order of service, but when the Holy Spirit is present, you all, we must let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit has came to do, because there's so many of us that are needing healing, needing deliverance, need to be set free.
Yes.
Where so many of us are living in bondage, you know, we might as well be in prison, locked in a cell, because we allowed ourselves to be in that place because we allowed the enemy to come in and just consume our life. And so we just thank God. I'm just so grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful. That's, you know, that's all I can say. From here on out, the rest of the days of my life, as long as God keep me here, I'm going to be grateful in every situation, no matter what it is, because I have life, and I can look back over my life and see where God has brought me from. And that is my testimony, because I have life.
Yes.
Miracles are always working. Miracles are working right now. Me and my husband were talking. He said, don't you know miracles happen every day
right.
get up? Because we don't control how the blood flows in our body, our heartbeat. We don't plug in at night, you know what I'm saying, to
right.
stay alive while we sleep. God is in control. Miracles are working in you.
Every single day.
Every
even
single
right
day.
Now.
Even right
we
now.
Are living a miracle.
Well,
we are living a miracle
over.
Right now.
They can't my heart.
Nobody is taking a breath on
Jesus.
Their own. You know, it's involuntary.
Jesus.
You know, God gives you
Jesus.
God gives you life. God
Jesus.
Gives you everything that's concerning
my God. My God.
You. So we are living miracles.
We are living
you know,
miracles.
Sometimes, you know, we look at things, you know, in a manner of, you know, well, I don't have this, or I lost that, or I don't have that, or I need this.
Jesus.
But when we look at, you know, what God has already given
He's
us.
He's already given us. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. We have to really look at it like, oh, my God, God, you have given me that.
You already did it.
I am a living miracle.
My Lord.
Amen.
Thank
and
God.
Every
thank
single
you.
Body that hear the sound of my voice, you too are a living miracle.
You are beautifully
Amen.
And wonderfully made. And we must say,
you better know it.
Amen. We just being led this morning. If you have a testimony, we have a time for that. I just want people to hear, because people will be saved and delivered by your testimony. That will turn someone around that unbelief, that didn't believe, by hearing your testimony. It's important that we give our testimony at the right time.
That's right.
Simon is everything. So we thank God. We welcome you. Welcome you. Welcome you.
Welcome.
We just want to say thank you for being here. You could be anywhere else, but you decide to be here today. And so we thank God. I'm sure that you'll be blessed by the word that will go forward. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we ask that you just have your way right now, Lord God, and just touch every listener that's attending Sunday service right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you for your truth. Thank you, Father God, for what you are, what you've done. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you have your way in service on today. There's so many that need to be delivered, set free, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your word, Father God, for we know that your word is true, Father God, that your word brings deliverance, it brings healing, it brings protection, oh God, it brings understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, Father God. So, Father God, we lean not to our own understanding, Father God. We lean to you, Father God. So we ask that you help us to lean not to our own understanding. A lot of us are having misunderstandings, oh God, and because of that, we are in positions that we shouldn't be in. So, Father God, help us to lean not to our own understanding and depend on you, Father God, and your word and your way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many of us are suffering in our bodies right now, Father God. Lord, we need healing right now. So, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, to heal our bodies right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for healing us right now. Oh, Father God, you
thank
are all
you,
and all Jesus. For all, oh God. So I know there's nothing that we can't ask for that you won't do. So, Father God, according to your word in Exodus 15 and 26, we declare that you are our help. You are our healing and our soundness and our, in us and over us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have the healing of God, for by your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We have spiritual healing, soulish healing, healing in our relationships right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3 and 13, we have been redeemed from sickness,
yeah,
poverty,
yeah,
and spiritual death. According to Deuteronomy 28:2-13, we have the health of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and we declare that we have soundness. We have the soundness of your spirit, oh God, soul and bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. We present our bodies to you,
oh,
as a living sacrifice,
thank
holy
you,
and acceptable to unto you, O God, and as your reasonable service, O God. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are not conformed to this world,
yes,
but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds to your word, O God, according to Romans 12:1-2. Lord, you are on our side, and we thank you, Father God. We fear no man, according to Psalms 118:6. We are overcomers, O God. We are overcomers. We overcome all strongholds and bondages by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus,
yes,
Christ,
yes,
of Nazareth, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And the word of our testimony, which is your word, O God, that we have hidden in our hearts to keep us from returning to those strongholds. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we love not our life unto death, oh God. Lord, we give our life to you, oh God, so that you can use it, oh God. We come right now in the name of Jesus Christ, withholding nothing, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that's anew to us each morning, oh God. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm,
knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are thankful for the power and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that justifies and makes all things new in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word. For your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according,
oh, yes,
to Matthew 16 and 18.
Yes,
in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, and unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, we just want to say thank you. We bind them in our presence right now, and everyone that we pray for today and everyone that's on the line today in Sunday service, we loose them to where Jesus sends them right now. We bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you right,
yes,
now. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window
of our homes right now. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that's in our home. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every entryway and exitway of our homes. Thank you, Lord God, for our homes are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That nothing of evil doer, Satan or his agents cannot come near our dwelling place. For we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. We're thanking for so many things.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word is true and established in the heaven in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for your mercy that endures forever, God. That your grace is sufficient for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that your angels are protecting us right now, God. And we thank you for your salvation, oh God, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life in the name of Jesus Christ. And that everyone in our household is saved according to Acts 16 and 31 for your righteousness that is imparted into us, oh God. We are thankful, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord, God. We thank you, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all on today, but I'm so grateful that God did it for me. I'm so grateful that God will do it for you if
yes,
you just let him,
oh
Lord, our God. Catch everyone on the line today, oh God. Move in their house, oh God. Move on their behalf, oh God. Lord, we pray for the divine intervention right now. Lord, intervene in their situation and circumstances. Oh, Father God, you know, God. You know, hallelujah to your name, God. We don't know, but you know, oh God. You're a God that can do all things. You're a God that can do the impossible, God. Move right now, oh God. We lift up our family members, oh God. We pray their strength on today, oh God. Lord, we pray their healing and deliverance. A lot of people are dealing with things in their body, oh God. And the doctor don't know what's going on, but you know, God. You're God and know all things. You're all-knowing, God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you work your miracle today. Let miracles be done on today on everyone that's on the line, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for every battle, oh God, that every problem that we face, Lord, that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge works to become one solid rock. Oh, Lord, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take roots so we can bear fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. In our season, oh God, we thank you. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience and causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, wanting nothing, oh God. Thank you that we can ask so in whatever we see, wherever we will, and as long as we are connected to the vine, we have what we petition. Also, Father God, we ask that you move on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your provisions as you supply all our needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory. Thank you for your divine prosperity. Thank you for healing us right
thank
now, past and present and future, as you are Jehovah Alpha. Thank you for divine help right now. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all other wonderful things that you created. And yet so we take for granted, oh God. Oh Lord, oh God, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Your word said, oh God, that you'll always be there for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, because you're everlasting, God. From everlasting to everlasting. That means that you're unlimited, God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, forgive us for putting limits on you, oh God, and giving the devil full access, oh God. Oh Lord, we give it all over to you today. We come laying our burdens down. In the name of the Christ of Nazareth. All glory to your name, God.
You
are Jehovah Methodist, our sanctifier. Oh, Lord, sanctify us on today, oh God. You are Jehovah Seeker, doer. Our righteousness, oh God. Make us righteous by your righteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we now put on us the helmet of salvation, and we declare that we are spiritually minded. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take our carnal ways of thinking right now.
Yes.
We put on this helmet with no longer allow our five carnal senses to affect the way that we think. We exercise our spiritual senses. Our spiritual hearing, our spiritual sight, our spiritual touch, our spiritual taste, our spiritual smell, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8 and 14, we thank you, Father God, for being a God, our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace come and be still, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that our path is like the shining sun and not of darkness. For your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun, the shine that shines every brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know why they stumble. According to Proverbs 4, 18 and 19, your word says there is a light up under our feet and a light unto our path. According to Psalms 119 and 105, say thank you for your light. Oh, God, we decree and declare that we are the salt of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we are overcomers on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, we think that is good and not evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we will operate in love and forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh, God.
The Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Oh God, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you will order our steps, oh God. We acknowledge you, Father God, precious Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, in all our ways. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for your word, says that a good man's steps are ordered. Oh, Lord, make us good, oh God, that our steps are ordered by you, Father God, that we will end up in places that we surely will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we lift up every one on the line today. The windows of heaven are open. Rain down on us, oh God, as we come believing and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ, that when we get off this call today, that our life will not be the same, knowing that you already worked it out for our good, knowing that you already turned around, for your God will turn around, oh God. We thank you that we can say, but God did it, in the name of Jesus Christ. When they say we couldn't do it, God said, but hallelujah. When the doctor said no, God said yes. When they cut us off, God said, come on in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know today that God is calling you to come on in. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather in the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear, oh God. Give us wisdom to use you to win, oh God, your people to your kingdom, oh God. Lead us, oh God, to them and tell them what to do. Tell us what to say, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, huh? Father, we pray that your kingdom come, your will be done over our families, oh God, and everyone that's here on Sunday service on today, Lord. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills, oh God. We ask you to make us hungry, oh God, and thirst after your righteousness, oh God. According to Matthew 5 and 6, we stand on your promises, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we are your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we will prophesy, oh God. Lord, we will dream dreams, oh God, see visions, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we will interpret, oh God, intercede in the Spirit, that our families are saved by faith, oh God. Help each of us to keep a pure heart, oh God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, keep us in remembrance of your promise, oh God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. According to Hebrews 13 and 5, we take the shield of faith and cover our families right now and our church right now, for you will bless the righteous with favor and protection, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for protecting us and surrounding us with a shield. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, as we go out today, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we recognize that you are Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear. For you called us by name. We are yours, oh God. We was bought with a price, oh God. We belong to you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, move on this line today, Father. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Father God. We thank you when we love you, oh God. We give it all over to you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life. For we are healed, delivered, and set free, blessed, and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. For this is our inheritance, and we take our inheritance on today. And we decree and we declare victory right now. Victory, victory, victory. Victory is yours. Receive it. When you receive Christ, you receive victory. When you receive Christ, you become an overcomer. You are not the same anymore. You are a child of God. Receive your inheritance. You are no longer connected to the generational bloodline of Christ. You're connected to the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that brings healing, that brings deliverance, that sets you free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take my inheritance on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your breakthrough. Thank you for your miracle working power. Thank you for your breakthrough anointing on this day, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, 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 amen. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Not that I'm going to be blessed. No, I'm already blessed. I am so blessed. Yes. You start speaking that into your life that you are blessed. You are blessed. God has blessed you. Not God going to bless me. No, I'm already blessed. Not God going to heal me. I'm already healed. God has healed me. God has blessed me. You're still here. You are blessed. I don't care what people try to say. I don't care what people try to do. You are blessed, and you can never be cursed because God has counted you blessed, and you believe. You are a believer, because if you did not believe, you would not be on today on Sunday service, because you are a believer. And whatever you came for today here in Sunday service, I pray to God that you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. It is for you to exercise your faith to receive what God has for you, to keep on keeping on and get that what God has for you, because it's already done. All you got to do is go get it. Go and get it. Exercise your faith, and you shall receive by your faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you all can hear me. I haven't had to use another system this morning, but I'm trusting God. All is well. All is well. I'm going to give the scripture now. We're going to continue on with service. Go ahead, Pastor. What did you say?
I say, you coming in. We can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Today, the scripture is going to come out of Job. I definitely want to go just to two places because it was put on my heart to go to another scripture. But Job was given to me first. It's one scripture in Job, and it's Job chapter 30, verse 26. Father God, we ask that you bless the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in Job 30, verse 26, but when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness. I'm going to say that again. It's so powerful because we don't set our day to do evil. I mean, at least I don't set my day to do evil. When we're believers and we receive Christ, we set our day to do good. We set our day to walk in what God has called us to do. We walk in righteousness because God has made us righteous. We are the righteousness of God. And so we set our day to do good. We set our day to be a good day. But the Bible says, Job said, but when I looked for good, evil came to me. And then and he said, and when I waited for light, then came darkness. And the reason for this scripture, this 2 o'clock hour, is that no matter what you're going through, just trust God when you go through. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be trials and tribulations, because the enemy is always looking. The Bible says in John 10 and 10, he seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. So when you're looking to do good, the enemy is always looking to bring evil. He's always looking to turn your situation out to shake you. But you got to stand on your faith and decree and declare, devil, you have no right to me, devil. Not today. It ain't going to work. Not tomorrow. Not in this lifetime. Try somebody else, because that ain't going to work over here. Because the Bible tells us, Job said, but when I look for good, evil came to me. And when I look for light, then came darkness. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're still in the Word of God, know that you're coming out. Because if you know the story of Job, though he went through, he never stopped being that man that God called him. He was still that right man. He still was right with God. That's what righteousness means, being right with God. He still believed and trusted God no matter what. He wanted answers, but he said, but no matter what I'm doing, he said, I'm looking for good. But evil keep coming. I'm waiting for the light, but darkness keep coming. He's getting tired. It's time in your life that you're just getting tired because I'm trying, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm trusting, I'm believing, I'm tired, and I'm giving. I'm still going through. I'm looking for the light, but darkness keep appearing. I'm doing good, but here come evil knocking at my door. I'm tired, but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. I'm not going to get to preaching. I'm going to leave that for Pastor Manny. I'm not going to get to preaching. I'm going to leave it to Pastor Manny this morning. But, oh, I feel a whoosh, shabba by the head in my spirit this 2 o'clock hour. I feel a shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. And just one more, you all, and I'm going to let you go. And we're going to go pray. We're going to have praise and worship. And then we're going to come back from the word, the spoken word from our pastor, Dorsey Manning. May God use him mighty. I'm going to Psalms 25. Oh, I love this. This is so important. I believe it's 25. Is it 25? Yeah. No, it's not 25. I'm sorry. I may not be able to give to y'all. Let's see. That's not what I wanted to give this morning. It ain't meant for me to give it this morning. But I thought it was Psalm 25. But we thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Maybe it's 27. Let me try one more. I can't think of what the scripture is. It came to me, and now... it has left me. So apparently I was just supposed to give you all Job, and we're going to stay right there with Job. You all be blessed. Again, God bless the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of his word. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. All right, a little praise and worship. We'll be right back for the word to be delivered by our own pastor, Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hasha, my Didi Bushaka. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh,
I can feel the anointing moving right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the word and in my soul. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
I can feel it moving
yes,
all over my building right now.
Thank you, Jesus. The anointing makes a difference
yes, thank you,
in my life. The anointing makes the difference in my life. It is the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of the enemy. We thank God for the anointing. Something about that song, you all are ready and position yourselves and mind to receive the word of God being brought to you by one our own Pastor Dorsey Manning. You all, we just thank God for him. Father God, we thank you for the man of God. Father, we thank you for what you've called him to do in this season, Father God, that you've called him to lead your people, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, as he come forward, Lord God, to deliver your word, Lord God, that you just have your way, Lord God. Oh Lord, as he decreases, that you will have all the increase in him, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for he's a man after your heart, Father God. So we just want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in Pastor Dorsey Manning. You all, at this time, I present to you all Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for this opportunity to be able to deliver the word on this afternoon. You know, every single body, you know, that receive Christ into their life, you know, you're lined up so God can be able to use you, so God can be able to use you to deliver the word of God, which is the gospel. You know, that's what we are. We are called to do that, is to preach the gospel. And I thank God for this opportunity, you know, to be able to do so.
Yeah.
All right. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being present on this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us the opportunity to come to you today.
Yes,
we thank you, God, that you are every single word that is in our mind. You're every single word that is in our heart. You're every single word that comes out of our mouth. Holy Spirit, we loose you to have your way in this place. We pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture, for us not to add anything or take anything away. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says that it is bound on earth has already been bound in heaven, and that is loosed on earth have already been loosed in heaven.
Lord.
So Satan, we bind you right now in the spirit of confusion, your spirit of shame, your spirit of guilt, your spirit of hate, your spirit of wrath, your spirit of strife, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we loose you right now in the name of Jesus to have your way in this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray and all that
you
would do is amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
This morning, this afternoon, I would like to ask you one or two little questions before we get started. The first question that I would like to ask is, what do you do when the unexpected happens? That's the first question I want to ask. What do you do when the unexpected happens? Now, every single body that is living in this world have experienced some unexpected things that have happened in their life. So what do you do when the unexpected happens? Well, one thing that I realized just about, just because, you know, I've lived life, that you're not, you don't know what to do when unexpected happens because you didn't expect it. If you expected for it to happen, it wouldn't be unexpected, then you would know what to do. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus Christ. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever shall believe it on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So because of that, because God gave his only begotten Son, because God gave you Jesus Christ, when the unexpected happens in your life, you have somebody to go to. You have somebody that can answer your question. You have somebody that can comfort. You have somebody to turn to when you don't know what to do.
Lord, thank you,
Jesus Christ has already made himself available for you for all these things that show up in your life that you did not ask for. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
And the second question that I would like to ask is, how do you respond to the issues of life when all manner of destruction happens? How do you respond? All right. Now, this is another question This is another thing that every single body experiences. When things are unexpected or happening in your life, how do you respond? Because your response is what's going to be what's in your mind. It's going to be what's in your heart. And this is what's going to come out. This is how you are going to act. This is how you're going to say. This is how you're going to, when the issues of life, you know, show up that cause destruction. And my beautiful wife, she stepped on the sermon a little bit this morning. She went over to the book of Job. So we thank God for us being on one accord. We're going to stay right there in the book of Job. As a matter of fact, she was in Job 30. I want to go right here to Job chapter 1. We'll take a little look, you know, at Job. You know, we know some things about Job. You know, I was up early this morning and I was just reading in the book of Job, and it was what I thought I knew about the book of Job, what I thought I knew about Job. But when I realized it, when I read it again and I asked the Holy Spirit, you know, to lead me or to show me what it is that you want to show me, I realized that there were some things about Job, and I also realized there were some things about me, and I realized there were some things about life that I did not understand. Okay, Job chapter 1, we'll start right here at verse 1. It says, there was a man in the land of you whose name was Job, and that one, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That means he feared God and he resisted or he avoided evil. And then there was born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And it says, you know, right here that he had 1,000 sheep, and then he had 3,000 camels and 500 yaks and ox and 500 she asses. And there was a very great household, and the man was great of the men of the east. So Job was perceived to be a rich, you know, perceived to be a rich and wealthy man. Not only did he have all that he ever desired, all that he ever wanted, Job, you know, right here said that he was perfect and he was upright. So that means he lived in the manner of doing what he was supposed to do. He did not do evil things. That means that he did some good things. That means he fashioned himself after, you know, in this time, he fashioned himself after the law. He lived by the law, which was the Ten Commandments that was written on stones and the other 600 and something commandments that was written on scroll that was given to Moses. So that means, you know, Job was upright. And if we read on down here, it says how God, it says right here, it says, now when that day, Job 1 and 6. Now when the day when the sons of God came and present to them, saying, Lord, it says Satan came amongst them. And 7 said, the Lord said unto Satan, when you come thou, when you stand up, Satan, why are you here? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, I come from to and fro of the earth and walking up and down it. So what Satan was saying is that I came to see who it is whom I can destroy. So you need to know that when things show up in your life that are unexpected, these things that show up in your life, it is the work of Satan. It's the work of Satan. It's not the work of God. And here God says, you know, Satan, that you have not considered Job. And Satan says, you know, to God that, you know, I can't touch Job. You have a hedge of protection around him. And God gave Satan permission to be able to touch all that it is that Job has, all that it is that it has. And I'm not going to go through the whole book of Job, but what I'm just going to shorten it down a little bit. See, what happened, you know, in this time right here, Satan had permission from God to touch a perfect man to see if he was going to turn from God and going to curse God. See, this is what Satan was saying to you. If you'll let me put my hand on him, then he will curse you to your face. But see, God knowing Job, just like God knows you, just like God knows me, God know where you're at, Lord, right now, and he know where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God, you know, for where we're at, and we thank God for where we've been. When these things show up in your life, and Satan, he does some things, so maybe by way of you may have lost your job. You may have even lost a loved one. You may have even been in an unhealthy relationship where it was abusive, or whether a relationship, you know, it was a physical abuse or a financial abuse or a physical abuse, or you might have been in a situation that you could not control, to where you might have been verbally or sexually abused, you know, whatever it is. Whatever it
is, my Lord.
But see, when these things show up in your life, we have to realize that it calls us to think and to feel and to act in a certain kind of way.
Mm,
but this way
that
it calls us to feel and the way that it calls us to act was unexpected. So however it is that you're going to act is going to show up in your life. It's going to come out. And everybody that know you or that will see you, they will know that, you know, it's something that is going wrong. Where is all of this of darkness? Where is all of this coming from? Or how are you in that place? So we will go ahead on a little bit farther to chapter 3. So when he lost his children, okay, Job lost his children by way of a storm. A storm came and he lost his children. All his children, they were in the older house, and the storm came through and everybody died. Everybody, you know, was killed in the home. And there was one that was there, I think it was like a servant or something, came back and spoke to Job and said that this had happened to his children. But before that happened, there was one that came to Job and said that all of it, that his animal, you know, had been, you know, killed off too. So this is what was going on. But see, Job, he kept his cool. He stayed in that place to where he was just going to just trust God anyhow. He's going to trust God anyhow.
Yes, my God. Okay.
So here it is. Here it is. Now, that's the same thing with us. It's things that happened in our life. It started out, you know, this right here happened, or another thing that happened. And then the next thing we realized that, okay, well, these things happened, but I still have a little bit of strength, so I'm just going to keep on going on. Okay, all right, I lost that, you know, but I'm still going to trust God, and this situation is going to change. But see, Satan wasn't through right there. He wasn't through right there. See, Satan came back. He came back and he visited Job, and he touched his body. He touched his body, and it says, you know what I'm saying, how boils was all over his body from head to toe. Boils on his body. Now, I don't know if anybody ever experienced, you know, what a boil, but that's something that hurts. And it was all over his body. And now, what was going on right now is that not only, you know what I'm saying, you know, with everything that he loved had been stripped away, but now his appearance, you know, saying, you know what I'm saying, you know, he did something to affect his body, because what he was trying to prove to God was, if I put my hand on him, if it's a situation that he do not understand that shows up, then he will curse you, God. So now, over here in chapter 3, Job chapter 3, it says, after this opening of his mouth, it says that Job, how he cursed the day. Not only did he curse the day, Job was in a type of darkness that he never had seen before. He was in a situation that he never seen before. Now, in the beginning of this, it said Job was an upright man. He was an upright and a perfect man. But see, when things show up in your life that is unexpected, will you still be in that place where you're going to trust God? Now, I've been there in that place to where my world had turned upside down. Everything that was looking good and everything that was going good, and now the situation has changed around. Now everything is going bad. And that's what my wife was saying that about in over in Job 30, say you look for good, and then, you know, here come bad that shows up. Now, we have all been in that place. So now over here in the book of Job, it goes on to say, you know, how he just blamed everything that was on God, everything that had happened to him, everything that happened to his children, everything that happened to his land, everything that happened to everything that was concerning him, that it was the work of God.
we need to realize that when things show up in your life that is of destruction, that is not from God. That is of Satan. That is the work of Satan. This is the work of Satan when things like that show up in your life. And we need to know that when these things show up in your life, if these things show up in your life and you are a person that is like Job, that you are perfect and you are an upright person, God is not going to allow you to stay in that place for a long time. Everything is not going right in your life, it has an expiration date on it.
Jesus.
It has an expiration date.
Jesus.
Now, when you stay in that place for a little while, this is the opportunity for you to have a communication, for you to trust God and for you to call on God and say, you know, that, hey, whatever it is that is going on, I do not understand, but I'm going to trust you anyhow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen. I'm going to trust you anyhow.
Yes, God. Thank you,
now,
Jesus.
The last thing that I do want to say is, according to this topic, is what has shown up unexpected in your life. We have to realize who we keep company with. Now, Job had three friends that was there with him during this time of trouble, this time of mourning. There was three friends, you know, that was there. Now, while he was going through, you know, all this turmoil, while he was going through all that he was going through, each one of them had chose to speak to him about what was going on. And pretty much, you know, what these friends were saying was, it had to be something that you were doing or had to be something that you were done, because God is not going to bring all this destruction on you. Or it had to be something you're doing, so you had to be sinning. And Job knew that he was not, he hadn't done anything, you know, to sin. He had not done anything to sin. These things had just showed up.
Jesus.
So we thank God that all that is going on in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God that all that is going on in your life. And we thank God for being able to have someone that knows the word, that has the word on the inside of them, that has the Spirit of God, that have the Holy Spirit. See, Job, what's going on right now with Job, is Job, he had start to proclaim that I'm this and I'm that. You know, Job was being, proclaiming himself to being self-righteous. And a self-righteous man is a prideful man, or a self-righteous woman is a prideful woman. So when things show up in your life that's unexpected, is it because you're thinking of yourself as being so high? Because if you think of yourself as being so high, God have a way of humbling you. Now, I'm not saying that God is going to send any death and destruction on you. God does not send death and destruction. See, death and destruction comes from Satan. But there's certain things that need to be that will humble you, that puts you in a place where you don't think of yourself as being so high.
Being a
big eye. It's the big eye, and then here it is, the little you. You know, everybody that is under me, because this is what I'm doing. There's sometimes, you know, that Satan will touch your things, your worldly things.
And
he might even touch your home. He might even touch your body. Or he might even, touch your children, whatever it is. But the God that we serve
Thank
is a
you,
good
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
We
yes,
serve
he is.
A good God.
A good God.
Now, we Praise might try God. To be good, but we serve a good God. Know
Jesus.
That. Know that.
Amen.
We serve
Hallelujah.
A good God. And God is
Amen.
Good. So,
yes,
if we go on down
God.
Here to the end, Job, what he wanted to do was he wanted to have a conversation with God. He wanted to know why all this evil is, why this all this right here is showing up in my life. I done did this. I done did that. I done gave to this. I done sacrificed this. I done did that. So he actually got what he wanted. He actually had a chance to hear from God. And God asked him the question. When God showed up, God asked Job the question, where were you when I formed the foundation
My
of
God.
The world?
Come on in.
Were you there? Were you there when I formed the foundations of the world? Were
Jesus.
You there, you know, when I formed the clouds and I called it to rain? Or were you there, you know what I'm saying, when I created
the waters and how high, separated this mirror that wherever you at, Joe, since you're saying it's not good, the breath that you're breathing in your body right now,
Jesus,
or did you get
Jesus.
This breath on your own, or is it the breath that I give to you?
My Lord.
That's the same for us. Everything that you have right now, where did you get it from? See, we don't want to give God the credit. We want to say this is something that we have done on our own. This is something that we have accomplished all on our own. So we would look at ourselves, and this is what I've done when the good show up. But see, when the bad show up, we want to blame that on God. So we want to say that God, you know what I'm saying, give us the bad, but all the good, we've done it on our own. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
so,
help us, Lord.
So now what we realize is about Job. Now, Job was definitely an upright and a perfect man, and he did everything that was according to the law. Then the unexpected showed up in his life that he didn't expect it. And when the unexpected showed up in his life, he spoke things against God. So he had everything, but the thing that Job lacked, what Job was weak at, that he said things without knowledge, and he said things without speaking wisdom.
Jesus.
Now that's what we need to know. We said things without speaking wisdom. Now when he heard a word from God, and what God told him, word were you and this? What he had to say was, I had heard about you. God, I had heard
Jesus.
About you. We were trying to live in a manner of way. Well, God, I had heard about you, but I really did not know you. But now you know that I hear you. Now I got to get a chance.
Thank
not only
you,
know that I get a chance to know you,
Thank
but now
you,
I can
Jesus.
See you. And how
yes,
he fell down on his face, you know what I'm saying? How he repented. How he repented. I mean, how he changed his mind about what he said. And we
my
thank God.
God.
We thank,
thank
God
you,
for
Lord.
This opportunity. We thank God for this opportunity.
Yes,
every single situation
yes, Lord,
that shows
you,
up
Lord.
In your life that is unexpected, you did not ask for these things, but all things work for the good of God. God is
yes,
going to, God has already made a way for you to come out of that situation that you are in. God has already taken care of everything that is concerning you. You
yes,
know, don't
Lord,
curse God
you.
For the destruction that's going on in your life, or don't curse God for destruction that's going on in this world. That is the work of Satan. And you need to know
Jesus,
that where
Jesus.
God leads you is definitely going to be the place where God needs you to be. Amen.
Yes,
amen. That's all I have for
Glory
us today.
To God.
And we thank God.
God bless. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the word that went forward, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that all that your servant has poured out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you pour back into him the overflowing, Lord God. Refresh the anointing that's on his life, Father God. We just want to say thank you, oh God, oh Lord, for your word, oh God, that we will come to you receiving knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Father God, knowing that you are God and God alone that can do all things in every situation that we have. Oh God, I just want to say thank you. Lord, we just want to, Lord, we just ask that you help us to trust you with all that we have, and not just with some of the things, but everything. Oh, God, we love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church right now, and if you need prayer, you can press 1. We'd like to pray for you. We have to invite you all for discipleship here with the Gospel Public Ministries. If you want to do so, and we want to invite you in to be a member of our church as well. And you can do that by calling 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. But we like to, at this time, you know, if you want any prayer, if you need prayer for anything, press 1. We would love to pray for you, lift you up, come into agreement with you about whatever it is that you are asking God for, whatever it is that you're going through. We trust in God together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. All you have to do is press 1, and we'll bring you in. Just press 1, and we'll bring you in. Amen. Amen. Give you all time. We give you all time to press one, and then we'll bring you in. Amen, amen, amen. And we do have a prayer line. We want to tell you all about that here after
about our prayer line and our intercessory prayer and what's to come in our announcements. But we thank God right now for all that's on the line today. Oh, we do have someone that wants prayer. Caller, we have you, last four digits of your number, 7740. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Gospel Public Ministries.
Hello. Yeah, I need prayer just, you know, keep my house whole and keep Satan out of here and pray for my family, keep them safe as they go to and fro. And I also like to put something on somebody's mind.
Okay.
Chapter 14. The verse is, let me see where it is. 3:3-9. What this been on my heart is, it says, if I have a place for you. So when it say if, that means all of us ain't going.
Come on, man.
He going to make a place for us. He going to make a place for us. But if we don't do the commandments, what the Lord commanded, we ain't going. So people got to look at that when they say, if I make a place for you, he say he going to come and get us and take us there. He going to personally come and get us and take us there to that place. So I like to put that on, you know, some people's mind to read that and think about it. If you do those commandments on a daily basis, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so with that particular scripture, we'll have more in Bible study about that scripture so we can have an understanding, because the Bible said, and if I go and prepare a place for you.
Yeah, if. He gotta go prepare that place, but that if is, that means a lot of us ain't going, but I plan on going. I plan on coming to get me and taking me there. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen, amen. God bless you. We thank you for that scripture. We thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
God
you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You. And let us pray for you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your daughter. You didn't give us your name. I know your name, but everybody else don't know your name.
Sharon Mackey.
Give us your name, sister. Sharon Mackey. We want to lift you up, Sister Mackey, today. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your daughter this day, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you already know all about it, Father God. Lord, and she's trusting you for everything, Lord God. So we pray right now, Father God, for divine protection for the household of your daughter, Sharon, for her family, God, for safety, Lord God, that you will bless them and they're going and coming, Father God, for their traveling grace and mercy, Lord God, that you will protect them in all their ways in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every attack on her life, on her life of her family, her children and grandchildren, and all that she has. We come against it with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that nothing that the devil will do, it will not prosper, it cannot prosper, for you are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for divine help from your daughter. We call help from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will pour more into her view, Father God, and less of herself. Lord, give her you. Everything else can wait, Lord God. As she coming, Lord God, surrender and say, God, help me. Lord, help your daughter, Lord God. Speak to her, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to bless her, guide her, and keep her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray for divine position for the life of your daughter, Sharon Matthew, on today, for she is your child, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that she's coming to you, Father God, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would touch her, let salvation visit her home on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we lift up to you, Father God, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over her and all that she's concerned about. Lord, we pray for healing. Lord, that you will fix that at his broken, Lord, mend the tear in her soul on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her receive more divine knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word. As she reads your word, Lord God, that she will understand it and be able to apply it to her daily life, and that she will continue to have your word in her mouth to give to others, to minister to one another. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless you, Sharon Mackey. May God continue to bless you and grow you in spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things. But is filled. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Mackie. And we'll definitely, you all, she said, John 14, verse 3 through 9. She'll take the opportunity to read that. Maybe next Sunday we'll have more on it. We thank God for you. Thank you for being a part of Sunday service today. Sister Mackie, glad to have you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. So, you all, we want to pray for everyone. Father God, we thank you for your promises on today, oh God.
Yeah,
we thank you for
thank
the word
God.
That went forth from the mouth of your servant, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to work on us and in us, oh God. Lord, we want to be changed. Lord, we don't want to be the same way we used to be, oh God. We don't want to be the same woman of God that laid down last night and woke up this morning, Father God. We ask that you continue to change us, oh God. Lord, put us back on the potter's wheel, oh God. Mold us in the way that you want us to be, Father God. For the world has broken us and cracked us, oh God. Oh, Lord, we've been all cracked up and broken, oh God. We want to be made over by your hands, oh God, not the world hands, oh God. So we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come with a heart of thanksgiving, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, you are, Father God, we thank you for your presence right now, for in your presence the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole, and in your presence we have purpose, oh God. And because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met right now according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in every area of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection, oh God, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. And Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm through and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life right now and your presence in it. And Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet
thank you.
We thank you for everyone that's on today on Sunday service. We thank you, Father God, for we know they could have been somewhere else. So Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let healing flow right now through the airways, oh God. Let deliverance flow right now through the airways, oh God. Let freedom flow right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you. We can't do it without
you.
And Father God, we would never want to do it without you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and the promises of God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. This is the time of service where we do give our giving, where we give to God. So we're going to give our offering, our tithes and offering at this time. And you can send those to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. That's P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Or you can call us, and we'll give you another way of sending your tithes and offering in at 346-719-3349. Again, Cash App is Pastor Chantel. We definitely thank God for you. And we want to pray for those that are able to show today, send their tithes and offering, those who purpose in their heart to be able to give. And then we pray that God will bless you, that you will be in a position to be able to give and sow into the kingdom. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Lord God, we come to you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And, Father God, as we pay our tithes and offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and we ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given to us as a tither and those that offer and give. Heavenly Father, we know that as a tither, Lord God, that we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. And Heavenly Father, you promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us, oh God. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our namesake, oh God, because of our obedience of paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so that he will not be able to come near us or our family members. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching or coming near us or anyone in our family, oh God, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, our finances, our
fruits in our grounds and bless right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ with your seven blessings, Lord God. Lord, you bless us with the seven blessings of a tither that is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and we receive the blessings. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. May God bless you in your giving. May there be no lacking your giving on today. And we bless God for you.
Yeah.
May you prosper in all that you give, whether it's your time, money, or effort. We just thank God for you and for your time. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At this time, it's our announcements. So I'll give the announcements to you all on Monday, starting August the 3rd, I believe. It's August 3rd. Quote me, sorry. It's Monday, August 3rd. August 3rd, we'll have a 5 a.m. intercessory prayer that will be led by me, Pastor Tawanika Manning. And then on Wednesday is our Bible study at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Sunday service at 2 p.m. Thursday is our live mid-service where we actually have live on the Preaching the Pastor show. So you can join us on those dates. And the number for our intercessory call and Wednesday night Bible study, I'll get that number for you here. Let me ask my husband, do you have that number for the prayer call-in and our Bible study on our conference line? I should have it right here at my fingertips, but for some reason I don't have it. It's a 732. Do you have the number?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the announcements and everything. We have to have somebody come on and do the announcement.
732-434-2510.
Okay, give it to us again, 732-434-2510. 2510, you all. And that's Monday, starting August 3rd, intercessory prayer at 5 a.m. And then on Wednesdays is Bible study, Thursday, midweek service here on the Preaching the Pastor show. Sunday is our Sunday service at 2 p.m. So, again, that's Monday, 5 a.m. intercessory, Wednesday Bible study, and the number you would call will be 732-434-2510. And Thursdays here on the Preacher and the Pastor show at 845-277-9213, as well as Sunday service at the same platform here, 845-277-9213. Again, we just thank God for you. We do have someone here that wants to speak right quick before we close out, 6881, and this is this Sister Dillard. Welcome, Sister Dillard.
I was just covering the church announcement for you.
Oh, okay. Sister Dilla will be giving our church announcement starting on August 3rd. We thank you. Welcome you. She's one of our members here at the Gospel Public Ministry, so we'll send that over to you. So Sister Dilla will be heading the announcement as the church secretary. So we thank God for you. God bless you, giving her time and her effort and anything, for she is a tither. So we thank God for all that you do. God bless you.
Amen.
So that's all we have. Unless, Pastor, you have any announcements that I missed on today?
I think you covered all the announcements. I think we have it all covered up until next Monday.
Yes, I do want to say this. I know the Allen family, they lost their mother, Valencia Allen, so we definitely want to keep her in prayer. The Allen family, she lost her mother, so we definitely want to lift them up and pray for their peace and comfort during this time if they're lost. So we definitely want to send something over to the family. And then we have anyone that's on a sick and shut-in list, we definitely want to be lifting them up as well. I know we have one of our cousins, Denise. We want to definitely continue to lift her up in prayer. And LaTanya Mackey, we want to continue to lift her up. I think she's in therapy. We'll be praying for her recovery. So definitely, if you have anyone that you want to add to the prayer list and you're listening on today, please, you can send those over to us at 346-719-3349, or you can email it to the preacher and the pastor at Gmail, and we'll get those prayer requests, and we'll definitely be praying for you and your family. So we thank God. Pastor, go ahead. It's your time.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God for everybody that's being a part of the preaching the pastor service this afternoon. We're lifting up every single one that asking for prayer. You know, we would definitely continue to pray for you. This is something that we will always do. Man ought to always pray without stopping, without ceasing,
Lord,
what the Bible tells us.
And we should definitely always pray and always pray with and for each other. Amen. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in the sight of Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. You all enjoy your Sunday, and we'll be back here Sunday service, 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you. God bless you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You all enjoy your Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. All right, you all enjoy your Sunday. We thank God for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.